My friends, I've never had to appear in court, but I know that if I did, I probably want to know ahead of time who the judge is, because some judges are harder on defendants than others. And I'm sure that many of us here will remember from our youth that for some things, it was better to go to your mother. And for other things, you went to your father because at different times and in different ways, one parent might be a softer touch than the other. In our first reading from the Book of Wisdom today, we find God described as a forgiving judge, a lenient parent who always gives a child a second chance and a reason to be hopeful. I think that too often, too many of us have notions of God far removed from the picture of God that wisdom paints for us here. A lot of times we forget that in God's forgiveness, what is revealed isn't his anger, but rather his tender and loving care, shown in the leniency with which he judges us. And once again, in this week's gospel, the images of growing trees and shrubs and plants provide us with powerful insights into the ways that God's kingdom grows among us and within us. Perhaps wisdom's image of God might help us understand the farmer in the gospel. The farmer sows good seeds, but a competitor comes along and spoils his hard work, sowing weeds in the farmer's wheat fields. But as the crop begins to peak, the crop of wheat, through the ground, the farmer notices weeds coming up with the wheat. Some people advise him to pull up the weeds, but curiously, the farmer says no. Let's just wait until harvest time. It will be easy to find out then which are the weeds and which are the wheat. Brothers and sisters, just as God is confident that the smallest seed of faith, like a mustard seed, will grow, so the farmer is confident that his weed will survive the weeds, to grow far beyond what we might imagine. The farmer is also confident that his wheat will survive the weeds, just as God is confident that only a little yeast, the yeast of the Spirit, will be all we need to rise, like dough for bread, and satisfy not only our hunger, but our neighbors too. My friends, Jesus obviously thought that one could learn a lot about the kingdom of God by just watching the fields. And it's the season, appropriately enough, for fields and gardens, for flowers and vegetables and fruits. The pale pastels of spring have yielded to the more robust shades of summer, and the corn is as high almost as an elephant's eye, as a song from Oklahoma goes. And if we believe Jesus today, maybe we can learn a lot just by watching a garden. I've learned from my wife Peggy, who is the curator of plants at Monticello, that one of the first things that Jesus and any gardener knows is that the bad always comes with the good. There are always weeds. There are always thorns. There are always seeds that don't sprout. To be a successful gardener, you have to take the good with the bad and just keep moving on. The process is very much like life itself, and very much how the kingdom of God takes root as well in human hearts. And in every garden, nothing ever works out just as you planned. That's the nature of nature. Every gardener knows that nothing just grows by itself or on its own. It has to be cared for and nurtured. And nothing is more important in that process than plain, old, simple water. But if you're a gardener, you know it's not just any old water at any old time. How one waters a seed will determine the outcome. Peggy says that They always deep water the plants at Monticello by soaking the ground thoroughly for over an hour in the morning and in the evening. She explained that otherwise the roots would begin growing toward the soil surface and would eventually die. And it's kind of like our spiritual lives. We all need deep watering because no plant waters itself. The final thing that any gardener can teach us has something to do with patience. You can't rush a garden growing. You can yell at it all you want, but it won't help one bit. Brothers and sisters, a lot of times I think we approach our faith as a deadly serious business. We lose the spirit of joy and the sense of hope that are a part of the promise of the risen Christ. We become so concerned about pulling out the weeds that we forget to harvest the grain. We become so focused on the evil and sin that surround us and threaten us that we fail to realize and celebrate the healing and the life-giving presence of God in our very midst. When we hear this parable of the wheat and the weeds, we first think of good people, the wheat, and bad people, the weeds, coexisting in an imperfect world until the coming of God's kingdom. And following Jesus recognizes that struggle does exist within each one of us. But it also embraces the hope that in seeking to imitate Christ's spirit of loving service, we may be the wheat for a world that is often choking in weeds. And this morning in this liturgy, in a special way, we're celebrating this with John and Melanie because they are the wheat in terms of their ministry of service within the Franciscan community. You know, all of us at some time are also called to be mustard seeds, to do the small, thankless things that are necessary to bring a sense of wholeness and fulfillment to our homes and communities. And from such mustard seeds is yielded a great harvest of peace and reconciliation. And in baptism, all of us accept God's call to be yeast, to be the bread of compassion, to be the bread of justice and forgiveness to a world which is desperately hungry in its despair and hopelessness. It's good to remember that in the Hebrew and Christian scriptures, the garden is a mythical site of humanity's first seeds, where Adam and Eve wandered. The garden Gethsemane, where Jesus awaits the transformative gift of God in his death and resurrection. And a garden is also the magnificent goal towards which we all journey, the garden in a new and heavenly Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, God's truth and God's church will survive the weeds. But maybe we all need to learn more from the gardeners for the sake of the kingdom of God. And for God's sake and your own, don't forget your watering can. Amen.
Amen. Amen.